Prime Video brings thrilling entertainment. Watch Heavyweight Detective Reacher Season 3, included with Prime.
Exactly how much danger is this job putting me in?
Treat yourself to the lovably chaotic Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, available to buy.
Did you have sex
last night?
Yes, and it was amazing!
Whatever you're into, it's right here. Prime Video. Click or tap the banner to find out more.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Friday, May 30th. I'm Victoria Craig for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta heard closing arguments today in the final phase of the Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against Google. He questioned how far he should go to limit the search giant's monopoly in internet search, including putting curbs on how Google competes in AI. That question underscores how much rivals like OpenAI have already changed consumer behavior when it comes to accessing information online. Earlier, the judge, who said he expects to rule on the case in August, determined Google is a monopolist in search and that it abused its power to maintain dominance. Elsewhere, shares of Chinese tech companies fell today on renewed pessimism about the possibility of a trade truce between the U.S. and China. That's after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described trade talks as, quote, a bit stalled. And after the Trump administration appealed a U.S. trade court ruling blocking the president's tariffs. The Nasdaq-like Hang Seng Tech Index dropped 2.7%. And finally, the maker of Ray-Ban glasses says it's buying Optegra, an AI-focused ophthalmology platform, as part of the group's medical technology strategy. The Franco-Italian eyeglass maker said the acquisition builds on its current lineup, which goes beyond stylish frames and lenses and includes AI-powered wearables, medical instruments, and science-backed eye care solutions. Last year, Facebook parent company Meta developed smart Ray-Ban glasses as part of its own push into AI. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.